Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness, and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Yeshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter into any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor bag for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor a staff, for the workman is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and abide there till you go from there. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it, but if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Truly, I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious of how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And the brother will deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children will rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into another, for truly I say to you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man has come. The disciple is not above his teacher, nor the servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he should be as his teacher, and the servant as his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call them of his household? Do not fear them therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, publish it upon the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are two sparrows not sold for a farthing? And not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father. But every hair on your head has been numbered. Do not fear therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Whoever therefore shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to send peace on earth. I did not come to send peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man at variance against his father, the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his torture stake and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life shall lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give a drink to one of these little ones, merely a cup of cold water, in the name of a disciple, truly, I say to you, he shall in no way lose his reward.